6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. Is it like your favorite day? Is there something big happening on that day? Somebody celebrating a birthday today? Hey, you know what? Dave Krieger here on the Power Hour, 844-769-2944. The phone lines are open. We may have a guest joining us here shortly who I met last night at the Texit meeting in New Braunfels. He was there at the Capitol building on January 6th. You're going to love this. We're going to get a take on him because his home's been raided. So we're going to get a take from him on what's going on, you know, get some truth here, which is what we try to do. We're truth seekers on this, but we're all about solutions, too. And on sale this week at the Power Mall, for those of you who are interested in supporting us here, we got 10% off all the North American Urban Spice products, 10% off the OptiVita products. And, of course, Frank Davis will be with us in the 12 o'clock hour, rather, to talk to us about OptiVita products, which is good for those of you trying to pick and choose what you'd like to obtain from the Power Mall. That's what keeps us going. We've got Colestamine, which is a healthy cholesterol support boost, has crude grape flavonoids, northern Pacific kelp, garlic, and white cumin. We got the Pure Seed powder and the black seed oil. And, of course, the non-GMO heirloom seed kits. Have you got yours yet? I got mine. Yep, we're working on starting a greenhouse this week. So chicken coop's almost done, working on the greenhouse. Going to get that started. And raised bed gardening inside of a greenhouse. That sounds like fun. Are you doing yours yet? You can let us know, support@thepowerhour.com, or you can go to our forum. If you go to community and then forum, and then you'll see all of the gardening tips forum posts that we put up there that you can kind of add your 2 cents into. Those of you who are interested in finding out about more about Fauci and haven't really did the deep dive yet, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is 20% off at the Power Mall. Now, why are we getting this out? We're discounting it because, one, we got to get people, got to get them informed. At 20% off, you could buy two and give them as gifts. You probably, if somebody's been riding the fence on the jab and they don't know whether they want to get the jab or not and you want to save their life, this would be a good book to do that with. Because once they read this book and they understand the 1,200 and some odd legal references that have been fully vetted, and they understand what Deborah Birx and Fauci and everybody else during the Trump administration came out of the gate and, you know, now they're admitting, oh, yeah, this stuff was bad out of the gate. You know, well, if they knew it was bad, why'd they recommend everybody getting the jab? See, they got to do the research. Those of you who are you're trying to save from making a fatal mistake and become part of the depopulation effort so many doctors are talking about, the Real Anthony Fauci book would be just the book you want to get for them. And once they read it, they'll realize how sinister everything is, and they may have a problem trusting their government after that. You just don't know till you've been there, done that. Got to been in the trenches. We've interviewed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on this show. So we know already this man has put forth, through Children's Health Defense and everything else, he's put forward a ton of research and time. It is amazing. You know, when you dedicate your life to something, how things just unfold and how you benefit others. You benefit mankind. Isn't that wonderful? That's what we're trying to do here. So there you have it. By the way, in world news, a couple of little items here before we reach out on the phone line and touch somebody here. The United Kingdom has finally breached the 40 degrees Celsius for the first time as the heat wave batters Europe. Seriously, left it sweltering, fueling ferocious wildfires, stretching emergency services as it swept north and pushed temperatures in Britain over 104 degrees Fahrenheit for the first time in UK history. And, of course, what can we say? I mean, this is they're going to blame this on global warming, aren't they? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So much for climate change. The world's going to do what the world is going to do. I think most of you believe that. If you don't, and you have a theory about that, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. NEOM has an article out on Saudi Arabia to build the world's largest smart city in history. Yes, NEOM, the Saudi Crown Prince's urban mega project, is supposed to have a ski resort, swim lanes for commuters, and smart everything. gee, imagine swimming to work. How's that going to work out? You have Leah Thomas in there swimming with you? Yeah, it's going great for the consultants. They're making mega bucks. Yeah, you got to love that. The DOJ, by the way, in U.S. news, or Hughes News, for those of you disinterested in this, the shielding records on Hunter Biden, the DOJ is doing this. They're hiding them all. They don't want any of this stuff getting out. There's a probe into President Biden's son, according to a new lawsuit, Protect the Public's Trust. This is a watchdog group. They're seeking records, seeking ethics waivers and determinations on allowing potentially conflicted employees to work on cases, but it's been stymied. And of course, you know, when you submit a Freedom of Information Act request, which they did June 1st, all hell breaks loose. That's right. Because see, if they don't answer it, then a judge is going to order the DOJ to answer all this stuff, and we get to the bottom of things. Now, speaking of getting to the bottom of things, you all want to know about truth, right? We have somebody on the phone right now who was at the Capitol January 6th. I think it's important that you get more truth because, you know, a lot of people, I mean, if you weren't there, you really don't know what happened. You don't know anything about the fact that they've embedded FBI agents provocateur. I mean, that's what the allegations are saying. You want to talk to people that actually have boots on the ground? Trennis J. Evans III is on the Power Hour with us right now from CondemnedUSA.com. Welcome to the program, sir.
Oh, thanks, Dave. I'm really glad to be here with you guys today.
Well, I just kind of, I guess the nuts and bolts of this whole thing, everybody wants to know what in hell happened to you? You were there January 6th. To start with that.
Yeah, sure was. Well, you know, it's really hard to give a full disclosure here, but I want to tell you there's some things I'm limited in saying because it's part of the discovery of my case, but I'll talk to you about some of the stuff that's publicly available right now, which I think I've never seen anyone that doesn't have a little shock when they see this. You know, to use their terms against them, the shock and awe. The shock and awe, the reality of what really happened on January 6th is the fact that before I say that, let me say this. The American people have grown weary and tired and learned that they lied to you about these vaccines. They lied to you about the masks. They've lied to you about your elections. They've lied to you about so many things. They've turned off the media. They won't listen to them anymore. They know the government's part of it. They know they're complicit or in this lie and the multiple lies. We've seen the school board, the CRT. We've seen the FBI kick in doors after the federal government said they can't get involved in elections. But then months later, you're kicking in the doors of Tina Peters and some of these other folks over elections. Well, you know, what are we doing here? So you can or you can't get involved. Let's make up our mind. So the reality is that we know that the federal government is, you know, full of malarkey, to say it nicely. And we also know that the media is full of lies. Yet the American people, the conservative base, still hangs its hat on the fact that January 6th was this horrible event. I know. I saw it on TV. You saw what they showed you. You saw what you were meant to see. You didn't see the truth. That's why we had to create the documentary BloodyHill.com. So that Bloody Hill, and it's available at BloodyHill.com. It's available on CondemnedUSA.com, where you can see many of the different events that I've spoken on across the country. I've been a part of General Flynn's Reawakened Tour. I've been a part of Rock the Red in Florida, South Carolinas, et cetera. I'm traveling the country and speaking about this and bringing the truth. I have nothing to lie about. I own the fact that I entered the building, but my intentions in entering the building were to be a demonstrator. I never touched a paperclip. I never broke anything. I never destroyed anything. I never advocated for anything but a peaceful demonstration. I have the video evidence. Much of it is publicly available there on CondemnedUSA.com. You can scroll down to a video that says, call it Insurrection Comrade. That video shows a lot of what we were seeing on the ground at the Capitol. I agree. Let's own the fact that there was violence that day. It certainly happened. Let me paint a picture for you. If grown men walking along, and they come upon a situation like the Rodney King beating that we all witnessed back in the 90s. You know, I was in California when that happened. I witnessed L.A. riots at that time. I was there, and ironically. But anyway, if men walked along and they saw that situation happening, I don't know, law enforcement, military veterans, your average guy, you wouldn't allow that, especially a woman. So take
take the Rodney King beating and put it in the sense of it beating a woman being beaten, and then you put a bunch of men there playing, laying witness to it, all of a sudden, what do you have? That drove an entire community nuts. Cities burned. You know, L.A. was destroyed and had to go under martial law to get that stopped. That's what happened on January 6th. Men witnessed Lila Morris beat Roseanne Boylan savagely on her own United States Capitol steps. She was unconscious, not moving, and men witnessed that kind of beating. This woman broke a non-police issued, like a walking stick that she found on the ground over her body. The video evidence exists. We can show it to you. StopHate.com is another great place to see these truths. But watch it in BloodyHill.com. We break it down. We show you the truth. I'm not saying that there aren't people there that didn't act outside of their character as Americans. They acted in such a manner as they need to go through the criminal justice system. And I think all of us, hey, I trespassed. I was there. I'm not going to deny that. But you go through a criminal justice system and you go through a realistic and equitable criminal justice system as it should be, not some fantasy star chamber, nonsensical, trumped-up situation of this horror that we're watching. You know, the FBI ringing out and doing SWAT raids, kicking in doors at 4 o'clock in the morning for misdemeanor charge of videotaping and being present inside the Capitol, parading and picketing. Where have we ever done this? We have not treated demonstrators in this country like this since the atrocities of the civil rights era. You know, we treated people like this as a country back in the great day, you know, people like Dr. Martin Luther King, and they stood against that, and they were righteous in what they stood for. But yet they were jailed. They were, you know, many different things happened. These people were jailed. They were charged. They were indicted. So many bad things happened then. And as a country, we're going to have to look back at what happened to January 6th here and what the federal government has done to these people and recognize yet another atrocity. History repeats itself. I'm telling you now that this is, I will stand by this statement. This is a government takeover. This is meant to silence the conservative base. This is meant to shut up the Christian conservative and have you no longer say anything. You will not stand up and say anything about these elections. Another great point for this, Dave, is that you look back and you see what's happening here. These people that are military veterans are getting letters in the mail. Their wives, well, they're detained in D.C. in the gulag, and their wives children are receiving the letters at home then notifying them that their military, their VA benefits are going to be cut off as of September 1st. What an outrage. You served 20 years or 10 years, arguably, in the military, and you're going to have your VA benefits shut off?
Yeah, Trentis, they can't do that. That's something that we are already aware of. I know, but they can't do that. It says you have to be convicted in order for that to happen. They have not. They've been charged, but they haven't been convicted. So the VA is off base doing this.
Well, the whole government's off base, but this is just consistent with what a Biden administration and a Democrat-run government looks like this day and age. It's no longer your Democrat down the street that you differed on a couple of social issues. This is a radical left agenda, and people keep, you know, the problem is we've cried wolf way too many times over the years, calling them radical left. This is truly it. We're here in that moment. We've witnessed a slow drip in this country the last 70 years, and I say that McCarthy was right 70 years ago. That McCarthy, not the one today, was right. This is where we are. There is a foothold now has been created. You have the Soros agenda and all this globalist agenda and the Klaus Schwabs. They've taken control of so many pieces here that this chessboard is crippled for us. You know, we're locked in so many ways. I laugh at people that go, well, we're going to, you know, hey, we got to go vote. I get it. We got to try and throw the algorithm out of whack. We got to try and beat the machine and whatever else that goes on, this the Democrat machine of their cheating. And for those that have seen 2,000 Mules, this all has to be done. But the reality is no one's ever voted their way out of tyranny, and people need to start putting that in their head.
Oh, that's a bold statement. Trentis Evans is with us, and Condemned USA, Voices Uncancelled. This is the website. It's a .com website. You can go there. And this was a spur-of-the-moment invite for those of you who are dialing in for the first time. I met Trentis last night at the Texit meeting in New Braunfels. And, you know, he was there, obviously. You know, he spoke out, which I said, hey, dude, you need to give me your card. You need to come on the radio and tell your story. And see, you're chiming in with the way most of our listeners think. And the thing, you know, none of us trust the government. Most of us haven't taken the jab. Most of us are seeing the spillover of all of this. And we're seeing our friends die that have taken the jab. And veterans, you know, and now we've got, you know, a doctor that has never taken any vaccine in his life, who has been both a chiropractor and a pilot, who was told you have to wear a mask. And he said, sorry, that's not part of my uniform. And then he retired as a pilot. So, I mean, he's done multiple things, but he is out doing the same thing you're doing, speaking out and speaking before major groups. He's going to be on the show this week. I mean, people are starting to stand up. It's important, you know, despite the fact they want to silence us. And the thing is what they're doing is not only are they driving a wedge, and you can agree or disagree here with this, Trentis, they're driving a wedge in the party to the point where it makes situations like Texas very attractive. Because who wants to be part of a United States government when the government is ignoring the will of we the people? And I've always said this on this program, sir. We elected Congress to do the will of the people, not the other way around.
There to represent our voices. That's their job, and that's not what's happening there. When's the last time you looked at something they were doing and went, yeah, that's what I think. That's what I want done. That's not what's being done. So, you know, that is a reality. But, you know, talking about what you kind of made my mind spin in just a couple other lanes there, and I try and stay in my January 6th lane. But, you know, sure. Josh Yoder over at American Freedom Flyers is a buddy of mine. We've been fighting, and we've, you know, pal up around these events that we do, and he's been a great guy and a force in that, fighting for the pilots. I know you sound like you have somebody there that's near and dear to that situation and is doing their own thing, or representative of another group maybe, and that's awesome. I'm so glad to hear.
We've had Josh on the program before, and we've had Lane Cavanaugh on the program with Airline Pilots for Health Freedom, and part of the problem is apparently there's a conflict in the lawsuit that's going on right now, and apparently they have to change attorneys. So it's kind of crazy, and we can't get into that.
Law. I mean, I'm very familiar with that situation. I'm very close to it. I know all the people involved in that. I'm not going to speak on that. That's their matter and their lane.
Have they formally charged you with trespass? Is that what this is all about, misdemeanor trespass?
No, they charged me with obstruction of Congress, sir. So when they hit me with the charges, you know, then when they came through my door in the pre-dawn raid nonsense that happened here, you can watch the videos. You know, it's on, like I said, it's available at condemnedusa.com. When they came through the door here, their charge was obstruction of Congress, knowingly entering and remaining in a restricted building, parading and picketing. I don't know. It's a laundry list of misdemeanors. But again, I never touched anything. I entered that building. There was a line of police officers standing there shaking hands, hugging people.
You gotta be kidding. They were shaking your hand?
Sir, I shook hands with three different police officers who thanked me for what I was saying over the megaphone. You gotta remember that these are the facts. I mean, this is what the DOJ has put on. I'm not alleging this. I'm telling you that the DOJ has charged me based on this. Three different police officers shook my hand. One patted me on the back with a thank you, and another one fist bumped me. So I had interaction with five police officers. Three handshakes, which went with thank yous, the pat on the back, and a fist bump. The video evidence shows this.
Well, I'll tell you, Trentis, you've got
solely on the facts. Oh, sorry.
That's all right. You may have some admirers out there. Chance in West Virginia, you're on the line with Trentis Evans. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. You know, it's a serious and sad state of affairs with these things happening in this country nowadays. You know, John W. Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute warned us about this in his books, A Government of Walls and Battlefield America. You know, you would think, gentlemen, that for them to partake in this endeavor with so many guns and this only is going to lead to tragedy. Don't you think, guys?
Well, we're trying not to let that happen, Chance. Go ahead, Trentis. What do you think?
Yeah, let me weigh in on that. So, you know, General Flynn, I've spent a lot of time talking to General Flynn, Admiral Kubik about this, and, you know, behind closed doors and in public, and we cannot play into their hands. This is what they want. They want to be able to say, look, see, we told you they're terrorists. They want another Waco. They're looking for these moments to occur. Look, there's you have 150, maybe 200 million Americans that don't support this agenda. The problem is that until, you know, it's kind of like the ants thing, right? You know, the grasshoppers and the ants, for those of you the kids that watch these movies, that, you know, until we show them and stand up and say, no, we're done. You can do this peacefully. You can do this legally. You can do it lawfully.
Trent, I have a question for you. When one's door is being, when one's door is being knocked off the hinges at 4 or 5 a.m., what do you think the average American's response would be? Think about this. This is a...
Well, I'm one of those average Americans, Chance. I agree with you, but the problem is... Go ahead, sir.
Well, I don't know about you, but I would defend myself in any way possible. I don't know who's kicking in that door, and I'm certainly not going to ask. I mean, and I'm sure there's millions of Americans out here, if they were put in that very serious situation, would feel the same way. And I couldn't blame them. How could I blame them? How do you know who's kicking in your door? Are you going to ask who it is? This is a spur-of-the-moment action. This is putting people's lives in danger, either the raider or the raidee. It scares me.
It scares all of us,
sir.
It is.
Watch the video. Watch, they had automatic weapons pointed at my 13-year-old son.
That's scary.
Where does that leave you in that moment? Think about that. This is the problem. My wife and my 13-year-old son had automatic weapons trained on them. Doesn't leave you much room.
No, it sure doesn't. Chance, thanks so much for your phone call, but that's a great point you make, sir. God bless you for that. We appreciate everything you're doing. And Trentis, we appreciate you speaking out. The website is condemnedusa.com. And of course, you know, if Trentis has been touring the country, if you've been to the Reawaken America tour, as we have, you know how powerful this is, and that General Flynn and Eric Trump are trying to get the word out and trying to let people know, don't play their game. But we appreciate you coming on the show this morning, sir. We'll dial into the website and take a look at it.
Can I throw one more piece at you?
Really quick, we're at the break.
Yeah, San Antonio Freedom Fest this Sunday. If you're interested in hearing more about this, the 2000 Mules, Greg Phillips, Catherine Engelbright, Red Pill Latina, so many people going to be here present this Sunday in San Antonio, San Antonio Freedom Fest.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. God bless you, and stay safe. We'll be back after this short break. Stay with us.
4,000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, July 19, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Just heard from Trentus J. Evans III, who was there. He's a Texas resident. He had his door kicked in. The Federales had weapons trained on his family. Chance, good point. What do you do when somebody kicks your door in? You wait for them to open their mouth and say, FBI! You know, and since when did all these people that work for us, supposedly, that are being paid with our tax dollars, kick people's door in and do stuff like that at 4 o'clock in the morning? You'd think for a criminal trespass charge, the least they could do is just knock on the door and say, hello. You know, and what happened to the sheriff? Did they even bother to contact the sheriff to ask him if it was okay to go kick somebody's door in? Don't think so. We didn't hear anything about it. Don't know. I mean, we've heard stories about sheriffs getting involved in this. You got to ask yourself a lot of these questions. You know, why? I mean, they did this to Waco, and they actually contacted the McLennan County Sheriff at Waco before they raided the compound. See, they even called it a compound. It was the Branch Davidian compound. And the thing is, these people were minding their own business. And it all happens during a Democratic administration. That's what happened at Ruby Ridge. Clinton was president. Same thing with Waco. Same thing with Whitewater. You know, Clinton was president. And now here we have another situation, a repeat performance of the same bloody thing. And again, I ask that question, how many Wacos and Ruby Ridges is it going to take for people to wake up? And Trentus just said, you know, after a while, you get tired of voting and the ballot doesn't work. You got to do something to make it happen. And, you know, we're not indicating violence. That wasn't even mentioned here. But, you know, if they're going to steal the election, they may do it again. If you don't anticipate they will steal the election in November, and I'm talking about the liberal left here, they have an agenda and they've got millions of dollars and they bribe people. I know they do. And if they want to come after me, guess what? I get discovery. You know, for saying that. I'm just talking about the liberal left. I'm not naming names, but, you know, everybody knows who they are. I don't have to name names to know that these people are directly involved. There's 80-plus million people out there that are thinking like me. They're thinking, hey, you know, there's something was wrong. The integrity of our election system was challenged in 2020. So are we going to let it happen again? If you're saying no to yourself, then okay, let's be part of the solution, not the problem. Part of the solution is we do what is right and we become poll watchers and poll workers. We plug ourselves in and we get the finger on the button on 911. We talk to the sheriff. We tell the county sheriff we're going to be there. And if we see anything irregular, are you going to enforce the law? Because we're going to call you and we're going to ask you to send your deputies in here. See, you got to be prepared for anything that happens. This is one way to do it. Be on the front line. If you can't get your legislator to listen, then you need to vote that legislator out. It's just the way it is. Moderate Democrats, as a matter of fact, are so frustrated with Biden's policies right now, they don't like Scarecrow anymore. They're going to play a key role in likely handing the U.S. House to the Republicans, according to analysts. Jamie Wright, political pundit at the Wright Law Firm. Oh, Jamie Wright. I think you've been to one of my workshops in Las Vegas. Oh, my goodness. Josh Wilson, a political consultant and ex-aide to former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, shared the view the state of the economy under Biden is going to be the significant factor. Nobody cares about Roe v. Wade. Liberals want to make it a talking point, but really, when you go and you pull up to the pump and you see how much it costs to fill up your gas tank and fill up a 5-gallon can of gas to power your lawnmower and all your other implements around the yard, when you see how much that costs and how much it eats into your grocery budget, and then you go to the grocery store and you pay the kind of money you're paying, and you're like, well, we can't afford meat this week, chicken's on sale, but go look at the price of eggs. $5 for a dozen eggs, are you kidding? That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what's going to drive the vote. And these people out there that think it's okay to go charging all that money, well, it's not buying by them. That's what's going to drive everybody to vote Republican. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Mengele revealed that after about 5 decades, he's planning on leaving his position by the end of Biden's current term. I think it's going to be sooner than that. I think once the Republicans take over the House in November and possibly the Senate, they're going for impeachment. They're going to get rid of this little maggot. They're going to get rid of him. He's a liar, a pathological liar. And he sits there and tells people that he is science. And by challenging him, you're challenging science. What arrogance. He can't even make up his mind whether he wants to wear a mask or put a condom on his head. He doesn't know his rear end from a hole in the ground. Now I got to be nice about it. Mary in Kansas, how are you?
Thank you, David. God bless you. There's footage on BitChute that shows that Ashley Babbitt was evacuated with her shirt torn off on the gurney, alive and wearing a blood belt. The end. It's a fake-o, okay,
where is it? Where is it? Where is it on BitChute, Mary? Can you do
Everything
me a favor?
Wrong Can... with Ashley Babbitt shooting
yeah,
a Hollywood stunt.
Right, but Lila Morris did, in fact, beat Roseanne Boylan to, you know, that we know, because we just had somebody on talking about it. But I tell you what, if you have the BitChute link, if you could email that to us at support@thepowerhour.com. I really do want to see the evidence. I want to see it, and they'll send it right to me, and we'll talk about that on the show. We appreciate your call. God bless you too, Mary. I just, you know, wonder how things are in the breadbasket of the country, because, I mean, they're out to tear up our farms and everything else. What you see going on right now in the Netherlands is headed in this direction, folks. And not only that, but there is some new concern that this Chinese corn mill. Now, I don't know if you heard about this or not, but apparently China bought a bunch through one of their agribusinesses that's connected to CCP. The U.S. trio of U.S. Senators Marco Rubio, John Hoeven, and Kevin Cramer are asking the Committee on Foreign Investment of the United States, an interagency group that screens foreign investments for security risk, to review the Fufang Group's purchase of 370 acres of farmland near the Grand Forks Air Force Base for potential national security implications. You see, the property's 12 miles away from the Air Force Base. Do you think it might provide cover for the People's Republic of China to do surveillance or interfere with the missions located in that installation? See, the senators want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know. Ha ha. Hi there, boys and girls. Yeah. Okay, Mickey. Yeah, everybody sing. M-I-C. That's right. We don't know. You got to wonder about these things. We're letting these companies, these agribusinesses, come in here and buy up U.S. land. Really? Why are we doing this? Nobody seems to be protesting. How do we know that they're not going to put some sort of a jamming device on this 370 acres? We don't. Have no idea. And we're looking at the things going on down in Texas. the Democratic gubernatorial candidate, blowhard Beto O'Rourke, told fellow party members his coffers are full, giving his campaign a much-needed boost against Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Really? Do you think people can read the writing on the wall? O'Rourke says he's raised $27.6 million from late February to June 30, much to the delight of delegates. Greg Abbott is chaos, he's corruption, he's cruelty, he's incompetence. Well, the one thing I will say that O'Rourke didn't mention, Greg Abbott waits too long to do things. Greg Abbott is not a proactive governor. Greg Abbott is reactive. This is why we have Texit. This is why he blocks any move to secede from the union by the state of Texas. They want independence. In fact, 66% of all voters surveyed want to secede. That, in my book, is a majority. Now, the Democrats, of course, we're talking about the left-wing liberals like O'Rourke. They don't want any of that. They want the state of Texas tied right into the union where the federal government can come in and rape us for tax dollars. You see, what happens if Texas does, in fact, secede? And now he's out. You know, he's had to take back the fact that we're going to take your AR-15 and your AK-47. See, this is a problem for Texans. Texans love their guns, and they're not going to give them up lightly. And see, what's going to happen is if he ever got elected governor and he started putting these edicts out, this stuff would, you know. And see, you've got all these Latinos. I'm going to call them, if you want to call them Hispanic Americans, the ones that came into the country legally that worked their butt off to get here and do the right things. We're going to have Mayra Flores, congresswoman from South Texas, on her show tomorrow to talk about all of this. And we're going to ask her about Beto O'Rourke and about all this garbage and about the fact that I don't blame her for being insulted, being called a taco. Seriously? And we're going to get her take on this tomorrow during the noon hour on this show. So you definitely want to dial in for that. So you got all these people out there, and Abbott, of course, you know, one guy says he's got this much, the other guy says he's got this much, Abbott's got $45.7 million in cash. So you know what? It's tit for tat, folks. It's what it is leading up to November. Pelosi, by the way, is reacting, and of course, if you are watching Fox News, you saw all these little commentators get on there talking about Paul Pelosi exercising 200 call options or 20,000 shares of semiconductor company NVIDIA at the strike price of $100 with an expiration of June 17th. The purchase was worth between $1 million and $5 million, and everybody's screaming, "That's corruption. He's got insider information. They prosecuted Martha Stewart. What about him?" You see, it doesn't quite work that way when you have a Democratic-controlled House. Nobody gets prosecuted unless you're a conservative Christian, unless you're a parent at a school board meeting, unless you showed up at the Capitol on January 6th. Then you get prosecuted, and you're guilty until proven innocent, not the other way around. You see, this is what happened with Waco and Ruby Ridge. History does repeat itself. Trentis was right about that. I mean, that's from George Santayana. That's not my quote. I'm not going to plagiarize that. I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Those who are ignorant of it are doomed to repeat it, and those who want to toe the party line are going to be sorry. Meanwhile, the office of Indiana's attorney general, now he's being accused of defaming the Indianapolis doctor who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old Ohio rape victim in June just because he said they were going to investigate her to make sure this doctor reported everything she was supposed to report. Because there is a law about doing that. And if you didn't report the whole thing, you know, there's a little discrepancy here saying that the guy that raped her was 17 when in fact he was 10 years older. So either somebody got their facts wrong or something really funny is going on that definitely needs to be investigated. And the mall shooter, by the way, that 20-year-old shooter in Greenwood, Indiana, who opened fire on the mall, killing three people and injuring two others before an armed bystander took him out. Well, according to police, he waited in a restroom for an hour before coming out and opening fire. Yeah. And then, of course, a 22-year-old licensed, lawfully carrying handgun owner saw what was going on and took action. Within the first 2 minutes of the shooting, the guy came in and was literally, I mean, we're talking about magazines here. And, of course, the actual shooter who took him out, the lawfully carrying gun owner, was armed with a 9mm pistol. And, of course, he engaged the gunman from quite a distance with a handgun, was very proficient in that, according to the police chief, Jim Eisen of Greenwood. He moved in close in on the suspect. He was also monitoring for people to exit, or motioning for people to exit behind him. Get out of the way of the line of fire, dude. I'm about to blow this guy away. So, anyway, it's just one of these things. And I've just got an email in here from Myra Flores. We're smart enough to see through all the hate. Looking forward to your interview on the Power Hour on Wednesday, July 20th. That's from the Congresswoman. Thank you for that. God bless you. We love you already, Myra. You're doing the right thing. So, you know, see, this is what I love about radio. It's so immediate. TV, they got to go through and edit this and edit that. And then you got to wait for whatever, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Film at 11. You know, radio's immediate. I mean, people can dial up and get the information to us right away, which is nice when there's something going on and you're actually calling the show to tell us something's happening right now. You see, this gives us an opportunity to move on it. So anyway, clarification. You know, my wife has been in communication with Mayor Flores' office. So understand, you know, we're all looking forward to this interview. Now, here's two big money liberal operations. We told you about the local election control. Two big money liberal operations are ready to spend $80 million each. They're trying to determine who controls election and how in the years ahead. The overall objective of the political left is to change the way you conduct overall elections. Jason Snead, executive director of the Honest Elections Project, which advocates clean elections, told the Daily Signal. One of the two liberal groups, Run for Something, is a political action committee founded by a former Hillary Clinton campaign staffer. In the spring, Run for Something established its clerk work project with the goal of electing clerks, election supervisors, registrars, recorders, and other local officials charged with running elections. The PAC said it's going to promote thousands of election administrators. It's going to promote them in the years ahead. But for 2022, it reports endorsing 11 candidates competing in races in California, Colorado, Illinois, Missouri, Nevada, North Carolina, and Tennessee. So what they're doing is trying to get at the clerks who are generally empowered to interpret and enforce state election regulations and alter their behavior. You know that's coming. This is why I'm saying we have to be prepared for what's going to happen in November. Don't lose track of the long game they're playing. Facebook, by the way, I don't know, they've been taking a hit. Not only of people participating in Facebook, but apparently they've taken a financial hit as well, which is what's forcing Zuckerberg to fire a bunch of staffers. China's holdings of U.S. debt have fallen below $1 trillion for the first time in 12 years amid rising interest rates that have made treasuries potentially less attractive, so they're not buying it. China's portfolio of U.S. government debt in May dropped to $980.8 billion, according to Treasury Department data released on Monday. Decline of nearly $23 billion from April, down nearly $100 billion or 9% from the year earlier month. U.S. inflation, meanwhile, you're going to love this, according to Newsmax. Inflation has spiked 9.1% over last month amid high gas prices. And it's not just that. I mean, it's groceries. It's everything. Because, see, when gas prices go up, diesel goes up, shipping goes up, they pass that on to the consumer. All of it goes up. I don't care what lame-o in the White House says. Do it now! Tells gas station owners to lower their prices? Really? I can't believe how out of touch these people are. They truly are, don't you think? And you remember that hospital in Houston, Methodist Hospital? That mandated, you're all going to get the jab or you're going to lose your job. Well, guess what? The first hospital in America to mandate COVID-19 vaccine for all employees is now facing a staffing shortage caused by COVID infections. Ding, 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 ding. That's what's behind door number three. Remember all the people they said, you can either take the jab or get out. 153 staff members who refused to get the jab quit or were fired. Now Methodist leadership is trying to avert a crisis. That is on you, folks. You did this to yourself. I don't feel the least bit damn sorry for your hospital. You can close for all I care. This is the kind of garbage. And now what are you trying to do? Scare us with BA.5? Now the most infections various so far. Oh, my God. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Everybody, quick, grab your mask. Jesus. Seriously, they think we're going to fall for this again? We're a little smarter than these hospitals. And by the way, lest we forget, they're being incentivized to murder people, right? I call them death camps for a reason. You can call them what you want. It's just my opinion. It may not mean anything to you. But the thing is, when you've got a protocol that involves, like what Brian Artis was talking about, how they killed his father-in-law, and you got all these people going in the hospital and they're putting them on remdesivir and shutting down their kidneys and killing them on ventilators. And then you hear people like Dave Martin, who the video, we put that out there. If you hadn't watched it, you need to. Dave Martin's got a new thing out here. There, he's talking about 100 million people in the United States being dead in the next 5 years because of all of this. Now, this is a guy that is a learned scholar that's deep dived into all of the records at the Patent and Trademark Office. I mean, seriously, he's spoken everywhere. He's very outspoken. I'm surprised he's still living. The guy is a threat because he's got the data. And see, when people get in an argument like a Nextdoor and a guy says, oh, my God, the new variant's out. Everybody needs to put your mask on. Don't tell me what to do. If you're scared, you put your mask on. Have fun breathing in all the particulate matter, by the way. There is enough evidence from Dr. Russell Blaylock. If you don't believe me, go look it up. Bring the data. If you don't have the data, please don't go on Nextdoor and places like that and publish crap. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to see it. We don't care what you think. If you have a problem, you deal with it on your own. See, this is, we've all come to this point in society where they're using it and have been using it for the last 2 years to turn people against each other, and now it's coming up all over social media again. Wow. And, of course, there's another article out about central bank digital currencies and freedom are incompatible. We think you ought to look that up. And so, you know, it's just kind of a weird thing. All these people, discussion of the IMF and what they want to do, the future of money, how the digital revolution is transforming currencies and finance. Nobody wants to hear about that. Those CBDCs, nobody wants to hear about it. Everybody likes carrying dollars in their wallet. So if you think you're going to come in here and tear this up, hey, we'll find a barter system. We'll find something. We had Ellen Brown on the show for a reason. If you need a little refresher course, she's in the archives. You can go listen to her suggestions about communities making their own barter bucks, their own coins, whatever the case may be. They're worth so much money on the trading market. and you can set up local communities and you can all survive. Are people going to believe that, though? See, that's the thing. Usually everybody just kind of sits back in their laurels, let's say loyals, their laurels, and does whatever they feel like it until the actual caca hits the proverbial fan, and then it's too late. So, I know, does it sound like Y2K all over again? Yeah, we've been there, done that. I got stuck with 5-gallon buckets of this and that and the other thing. Yeah, what can I say? 6 financial institutions, by the way, that West Virginia Treasurer Riley Moore contacted over their alleged boycotting of the fossil fuel industry have replied, denying the accusations while laying the groundwork for what could be a protracted legal battle. Moore sent letters to BlackRock, JP Morgan Chase, U.S. Bancorp, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley. That was in line with the new West Virginia law that limits the state's ability to do business with financial institutions believed to be boycotting energy companies with ties to coal, oil, or natural gas production. There you go. You're doing something positive, Mr. Moore. Thank you for that. We hope your suit is successful. We have a whole bunch of other stuff in the various things that we're going to be sending you in your email blast. Especially the one about Facebook's Metapixel, which was found on 33 Hospital West websites. Sending Facebook information linked to an IP address, Facebook might have your medical records. How does that grab you? You like your privacy now? Wow. Frank Davis from OptiVita Products is going to be joining us after the break. So you're not confused when you go shopping at the Power Mall. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.